Perek Rishon Halacha Vav Daf Tesam and Alav Mitzvah Kala Yerushalmi. Hachala v'hatruma chayavim aleha misa. Zor who eats either kala or truma is chayav misa b'dei shamayim. It says a misa boki yichalamu. And we saw that kala is considered to be truma because the Torah refers to it as truma. And he's also chayav chomesh if it was eaten b'shogeg. So he pays not only the value of the kala, the truma, he has to pay an additional chomesh, which is 25%. It's a homage from when you add the whole 125%. The Asura Lizarim, this comes to tell me that even Chatzishir is also Lizarim, where there's no fear of Misa. So, nonetheless, it's coming to tell us that there's still a fear of yeah? Well, so far, neither is anyone else. Just hold on. Once the coin gets it, it belongs to the coin completely. It's not considered to be like Maisa Sheni, where we have the problem with the Maman Hedger, the Maman Gavoa, the Machlokas. And here you can definitely use it to be Kaddish as a Isha and do whatever you want with it.
But then you can't assume you to someone else to eat it.
Kala is only by the coin and his family? Okay, he could sell it for whatever he wants.
No,
he retains his kedusha, but he can whatever value it has. He can get out of it. You can sell it to a czar who wants to sell it to coin. I mean, but he can't take off the business of it. In the case of Taruv, it requires 100 to 1. To unim, lechitas yadayim, if you're going to eat it, even not as bread, but you have pears of truma, you would also require a piece of shabbat. And if you're a tulyom, it requires Arab shemesh, because truma can be mitzvah, mitzvah, and Arab shemesh. Ve'inam nikalim v'natara latameh, you cannot take off something which is tohar for something which is tameh. The reason is, because it has been an amukah, an element amukah. It's only taken off an amukah, and since it has to be right next to it, you're going to end up maybe being the tami, the tohar, if you end up taking from one or the other. So even though the maisa, you say, it doesn't have to mamish be touching in order to be an amukah. Amukah just needs to be nearby. However, over here, since you cannot touch it, being nearby is not mukaf. Normally, nearby is sufficient. But that's because there's no impediment to my touching. But if there is an impediment to my touching, yeah, so then it's not considered to be mukaf at all. And since over here, I would be matami it if I was touching it, then it would be a problem. And we only take off minadavar hagamur. You cannot take off before miruach, and you cannot take off before the isa is completed. So omer kol gorani truma, or kol isati chala, lo amakum ach yishayer mitzvah. Since in both of these, the Torah says the din of reishis, so it says you don't have something left over, there's no reishis. Because otherwise there's no, what makes me see this as the ratios is the whole thing. I mean, this is, as the Gemara says, shiareh nikarim. Ratios shiareh nikarim, that's the ratios. There's no shiareh nikarim, there's no ratios, which means that we absolutely must have the Arabs in order to have Yisrael.
Always have to
continue the shiareh Yisrael, nikar ratios. Very interesting. Back to Gemara. Wade?
Yes.
How many guys are out there already?
Well, I can only see up here. There are 9 people in the game, though.
Well, where are they? Hiding?
They'll be
big out in the
reason.
Very good. Rav Yehuda ben Pazi and Rav Chanan and B'Shem Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak. Chala chulin hu. Hayit yom mutar legalgel ba. The reason the Mishnah says of Yehuda Jachayah's Mita is because I could have thought that chala, because it's coming out of something which is completely cool, and I've already taken off all of my matzah. It's basically cool, and it's a gift that I'm supposed to give. And how did it become kodesh after I already took off all of my matzah? So I would have thought that I give it to the kohen, but as a czar, I'm allowed to eat it. So mashmalam, that the sum came, therefore, tzar of neymar, halal akumachay, and the meat of a kodesh. The Torah, by comparing it to Rashi, telling us an immense fetish, and that goes back essentially to having the level of kedusha of a true Rashi, even though, as we saw before, we're machalic between the Rashi of Chala and other Rashi, because it's a Rashi that's only human. It's not an agricultural Rashi. I'm getting very nervous about the extent of your concentrated look. Very, very nervous. I don't mind if you look at me, I just worry about the concentration. You know, before a person gets around to eating a slice of bread, he's got to be kind of 10 different mitzvahs. He's got, first of all, like Zachary, Baltizra, Baltachsoim, Shabadisha, Leka, Chikha, Peya, Truno, Medrish, Medrishani, Bechal, and then finally, he's ready. He's got to be marked here on Kalayim, and the Kalayim of his Behemoth. He's got to be marked on the Matan, the Dinavishar at the time of the working on the Zora, and the Leka, Chikha, Peya, and the group. He has 3/3 of the grain, he's got to go to Truma, my tradition, turns it into an Easter, he has to take off power. Finally, he gets around to having something to eat. No, what he's a very good question. But he can't eat it. Maybe because he could have. Yeah, it's different, but usually we always ask that such thing. When we say Lumen Hashem was there, something like that, it's not even, maybe because it's not, maybe it's not the answer. That's maybe we're only listening to the answer.
Let's make the buff on the food?
Yeah.
And that's how we do it. Let's go get to low, to before I eat, even before I get to the point of death.
Now I have
with the eating.
Well, I make the buff not doing with the eating either. I want to eat now. How many mitzvahs do I have to be mekayem so I can put something into my mouth?
That's the chiluk of the eating. So process the way of food.
Okay. Male, it's not worth very much. Rabbi Yitzchak Ziyadlo, Oshi Mesav Ziyadzuri. Pasha, Hasarzi, Hasaratai, Yomareki, Yamsi, Yashamitza. When he Rav Yitzchak would go to buy bread, or he would spread out his hand and to show the ten tzaot, to say, okay, I've taken care of my ten tzaot, I've enriched my life with my ten fingers, and I have a kiyamti as a mitzvah. Because then I never
did.
You saw such a thing?
Yeah, but I think I thought this is one of the reasons. But this is the old ten things that we've been trying
to do.
With the bracha is 10 words.
You're saying on Shabbos only or always?
In this
So this would be
the form of motion.
This was any time, right? This was the subjugation of the
only
bread.
We can't prosecute and getting the bread ready? Because that's what it's like that.
But maybe this is the pigment of the way to the prosecution.
How could I? There's 10, you mean, in terms of the walk of the shop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But there's 11, this would be fine. What did I eat it? What was I eating? They all ask me questions that was something not
wow. Answer. That's very interesting. I'd like to know that. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing to do. Beautiful living. Mine's beautiful.
How do you do it?
You get the hat up on your wall.
How do you do it?
I don't know. You're supposed to take it like this.
Well, they're very happy with the bread.
Okay.
All right. I hold the bread, it's upright, but I'm not going to hold the bread from that altar in this time.
Okay, we said at the beginning that when you take off chali, so say, guys, I'll have coal. For sure, but I'll have coal. And for the fact that the Torah says, Trumah LaHashem, this tells us you should be miyakov, a shame on it. So Trumah LaHashem, the shame you have. And that means, okay, so either, the bracha itself becomes the LaHashem. You're making a bracha, you're saying, oh, that's Trumah LaHashem. Minayin shelo asakum at yishayar miktah. So far it was the same price, apparently. How do we know that without leaving something over, you don't have truma? So it says mi reishis, the low call reishis. So mi reishis arisotech and kala udarshan, that the entire reishis is not called a reishis. So it's a different rush. That being a reishis, shiurani karmis, according to this rush, we wouldn't have arrived at any point. So it's not as far as any ration. It's only where it says ne rations, which is only for the Kala and for the Kukish book. But it could be that Yisrael is not doesn't require ne rations. It's called rations. Rations to go out there. Maybe it's enough work to Babi and the Ushan. Ushan is much more tolerant. Much less tolerant.
Well, they live with them there, because they don't have to protect.
Hadron Allah Kamisha Dvarim.
So you're holding that slice of bread with 10 fingers? Right?
Oh, it's hot stuff, and we got to find out everything about it.
And then when you say this Tarek Yamti is
still. You may not say, they say, you told him you celebrate Yamti.
Would you
refer
to the story of buying bread and
what
like that, or
something when he's. Yeah, no, it's made from the other, he's taking it. Maybe it's only if you actually did this yourself that you should say, otherwise it's just a joke.
What do you know
from it? What
did you
do for
yourself?
You raised the bread, you did these mitzvahs. You're going to say nowadays we'll talk from I was the kindly soft and sharp of each other. I put lots of fuel into the tractor. I don't know. Different life.
Combined
different life.
Combined
the other stuff.
What
is
it
that you have? That's the Yerushalmi.
I
find that great. I find
the
great.
I
don't
have
it. We have to make that.
We have
that. We have that. We have that. We have that. We have that. Why are you asking a question of me? I'm a nut. I buy him in. Ultimate Yerushalmi. Two guys are standing in the shear. This feeling aggressive today.